That brings us to our second objective for today. Jesus can address our disorder. Jesus can address our disorder. Church, the subtitle for today's message is An Untamed Slave. An Untamed Slave. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Jesus can help an untamed slave. He can address our disorder. What does that word disorder mean? Disorder is simply this. It is a condition in which things are not as they should be. Disorder is a condition in which things are not as they should be. When a life is disordered, things in that life are not as they should be. It might be that things are not right mentally or emotionally. Could be a person is struggling with anxiety, depression, and despair. Could be that things are not right with that person's priorities or decisions. Or they're not right with their associations. But whenever a life is disordered, things are not as they should be. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully because disorder is caused by something very specific. Disorder is caused by a neglect of rule. It is caused by a neglect of rule. What do I mean by that? Disorder happens when I will not be governed by a standard that is higher than myself. It causes disorder. When I refuse to be governed by a standard that is higher than myself. You know, when no one can tell me what to do, I do what I want to do without constraint. I live an unrestricted life. I live a life without boundaries. And when I live a life without boundaries, I allow myself to be exposed to whatever and whoever, a neglect of rule. I think how I want to think. That means that nobody informs me. Nobody teaches me. And nobody can correct me. I counsel my own self. That is a neglect of rule. No boundaries. See, when I have no boundaries, when I neglect rule, then I allow people in my life who are no good for me. I allow people in my life who can do nothing for me. I allow people in my life who take advantage of me simply because it fulfills a desire that I have, a neglect of rule. No boundaries, no standards, nothing to draw me in or to protect me. And I really want to encourage, especially my young people who are here, to understand that boundaries and standards are not a bad thing. Amen. That boundaries and standards protect me. See, when I have boundaries and standards, I can be safe in life. It can keep me from hanging with the wrong crowd. When I have boundaries and standards, I can finish the things that I have started. I can finish school. See, boundaries and standards protect me. But when I have no boundaries and when I have no standards, when I am unrestricted, all of those things that I freely let in my life, the people, the drugs, the alcohol, the partying, social networking, pornography, gambling, whatever it is that I freely let in my life, those things take hold of me and enslave me. I become an untamed slave. In other words, I am always resisting the good, but I'm enslaved to the bad. I resist those things that are good for me, but I can't help myself but to do that which is harmful to me. And when that happens, my life goes off the rails. And I find myself in a condition in which my life is not what it should be. I am disordered. In other words, my life is in shambles. You know what that word shambles means? It means one heck of a mess. Messy. Messy in my mind. Messy in my attitude. Messy in my environment. And I'm not talking about dirty dishes in the sink. Messy in my environment. In other words, I'm always in mess and drama. I'm always in it or around it. My life is in shambles. And when I take a step back and look, I realize that there are so many things that need to be fixed, I don't even know where to begin. I'm disordered. What can Jesus do with a life in shambles? What can he do if a life is disordered? Church, he can order any disordered life. Your Bible should be in Mark chapter 5. And in this scripture, we're going to look at Jesus' encounter with a man known as the demoniac of Gadarenes. The demoniac of Gadarenes. He was a demon-possessed man. Now, I must admit that when the Holy Spirit spoke this scripture to my heart, I was very reluctant. I thought, Lord, I know that we struggle with disorder in our families, in our communities. But this man was actually demon-possessed. See, he was not ill. This was not a physical illness that he had. It was not a mental disorder. He was actually possessed with demons. And while you may think you know someone who has the devil in them, I promise you that not many people will encounter a truly demon-possessed person in their life. So I question why God would bring us to such an extreme case. But as I studied the text, I realized why. It is because right now, where we are in our heart, in our mind, despite all that we know and have been taught, we do not believe that Jesus can address the disorder that we see. We don't believe it. Yes, Pastor, no, we don't believe it. We don't believe that Jesus can address the disorder that we see. Because we see it in our families. We see it in this generation. And we shake our head and go past it on our way to church. But we don't open our mouth to say a word. We just don't believe. We think that what we see is hopeless, helpless. And even when we say, well, I hope God will do something, we don't really mean it. It's like we're hoping that something random might happen. Maybe they'll be struck by lightning and they'll straighten out. We don't believe it, that God can address the disorder that we see. So God has brought us to this text to remind us of the depth of Jesus' love and the greatness of his power. And he wants to remind us of the depth of Jesus' love and the greatness of his power so that we could have confidence when we witness. We're going to start reading in verse 1, and we're going to read for a while. We're going to read the first 15 verses of Mark chapter 5. It says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, meaning Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou not torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he, meaning Jesus, asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. The herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Let's, as we look at this scripture, first consider the qualities of this man. The first thing we have to know and understand about this demoniac is he was an ordinary man. How do we know he was an ordinary man? Well, whenever in the New Testament the writer describes someone generically as a man, a certain man, a certain woman, it is because they want to impress upon the listener that this was an ordinary person. He was an ordinary man. He wasn't some special kind of sinner. So we can safely assume that his life did not start off in shambles, that he was not born possessed of demons, but that things deteriorated in his life over time. He was an ordinary man, yet he lived an unrestricted life, and he probably never thought he would end up in the state he found himself in. But those things that he freely allowed in his life took control of him, and eventually he became demon possessed. And undoubtedly, his family and his friends tried to manage his behavior. You know, we have people like that in our family. We're trying to manage their behavior. But they could not, because the scripture says that they would bind him with chains and fetters. But he was so strong, he would break the chains. So they could not manage his behavior. And his behavior pushed him further and further into isolation. See, nobody could deal with him. Nobody wanted to be bothered with him. He was a danger to himself and to others. And eventually all he could do was hurt himself. He was disordered. His life was in shambles, and he was living among the dead. He was an untamed slave. He would not be controlled. And yet those demons that possessed him made